Welcome to the Spacious Scaling Podcast. This is for you if you're an online coach, creative, or service provider looking to scale your income and impact without burning out. I know that you want to deeply serve your clients, grow your income, and build a thriving online business without having to sacrifice your time, energy, or personal life. And I'm here to help you achieve exactly that. I'm your host, Steph Dunn, and I'm going to be sharing with you intuitive strategies, practical tips, and powerful stories. So let's go. Hello, and welcome back to the podcast. Today, I'm excited to be diving into our episode topic, which is all around prepping for the final quarter of the year. Big spring cleaning energy. If you are like me and you live in the Southern Hemisphere, then you will know we are pretty much like well and truly into spring now, even though actually today, the day that I'm recording this, is the spring equinox. It's, I think, officially the first day of spring, where we've got more light in the days than dark. And yeah, although in Australia, we recognize spring as all of our seasons starting on like the first of a calendar month, which is weird. But anyway, I know spring is here because I have been suffering the most terrible hay fever, but I am loving the change in weather. I'm loving the warmer days, the sunshine, being able to sit outside and like work when my said hay fever is not too bad. And I'm definitely bringing this energy into my business and other areas of my life and feeling like there's a lot of gunk that needs to be cleaned out. And I feel like it's currently eclipse season as well, and so a lot of stuff is coming up for a lot of people. But I have just sat down recently and done a bit of a reflection on where I'm currently at in my business and in life and what my goals are for the next quarter and to close out the year. And so I wanted to take some time to chat to you about that process and hopefully give you a bit of inspiration if you are wanting to do the same thing. And for me, for the next 3-ish months, I'm actually feeling like a really big like transformation coming. I just want to shift a lot of shit. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to continue coasting. I want to really make some solid transformations in my life. And I know I have clients that are based in the States, and I feel like a lot of the energy for the warmer months and the summer is to take time off and to slow down and enjoy that weather. But I almost feel like because in Australia, we don't have such massive changes in our seasons. And even when it is the height of winter, like we can still go outside, we still have sunshine, we can still do most of the things that we enjoy doing. And so therefore, when it is nice and warm and summer, it's not like we've been completely stripped of all of that like beautiful time to spend out in nature. So I almost feel like in the summer months, I kind of want to work. And sometimes it's nice to like be inside, be in the aircon, working, and then sneak out when it's not like scorching hot, go for a swim, go to the beach, watch the sunset. But yeah, anyway, so today I'm going to kind of run over the process, what I'm feeling is coming for me in like the next few months, and give you a bit of a process. So firstly, I've been thinking, and for me, when I think about, and we'll get into this when I talk about the process, but when I think about who do I need to be to really achieve these goals, something that comes up for me is having a bit more discipline in doing the things that I know are really good for me, but for whatever reason, I don't really want to do, or I'm avoiding doing them because it might mean that I have to face like challenges or emotions or putting myself in like stretchy situations. And so I've actually been thinking about doing 75 hard again, and I think I'm going to start it this week, like in the next day or two. I've actually done 75 hard before. I did it last year I completed it in August last year, and I actually really wanted to do like the whole 75 hard or live hard program, which is like after you do 75 hard, you then do this thing called phase one, and then there's a few other phases, but you have to do it within a whole calendar year. And it's been a calendar year since I completed it, and I am a stickler for following the rules. So I knew if I was to do it, I wouldn't have the same satisfaction knowing that I hadn't done it in the recommended time frame. So anyway, I think I'm going to start 75 hard again. I'm sure you have heard of 75 hard. I feel like in the last few years, it's kind of like taken off in the like business owner entrepreneurial space. But if you don't know what 75 hard is, let me give you a quick rundown before we get into the actual point of this episode. So 75 hard is a challenge about discipline. It's got a lot to do with health and fitness. And I think sometimes people can think of it as maybe a challenge that you do if you want to lose weight or if you want to increase your strength and those sorts of things, which of course it can be used for. But like the primary intention behind the challenge is discipline. So as the name would suggest, 75 hard is a 75 day challenge, and every day of the challenge, you have a set of things that you need to achieve. And those things are completing 2 45-minute workouts. One of them has to be outside, regardless of the weather. So the workouts can be like a walk or going to the gym, going to Pilates, whatever. It just has to be a workout. And I've actually struggled to find confirmation on this, but I'm pretty sure there is a set time period that those two workouts need to be apart. I know you can't do them back to back. I'm not sure what the recommended gap is that it needs to be between them. But when I did it last time, I would do one of my outside workout would pretty much always be a walk. And then I would go to the gym, go to yoga, go to Pilates, or do an at-home workout. When I needed a rest, I would often just do 2 45-minute walks. So there's the two workouts. You need to read 10 pages of a personal development book a day. It can't be like a fiction book, and it needs to be reading a physical book or like on a Kindle. It can't be an audio. You have to take a progress picture every day. You have to drink a gallon of water, which I think is like 3.8 liters, and you have to follow a diet. The diet, you can kind of pick and choose whatever you want it to be, but you have to obviously pick it at the start of the challenge and then stick to that diet. And no cheat meals, no alcohol. So I don't drink anyway, so the alcohol thing is not a problem for me, because I think I've probably had like one glass of wine all year. Yeah, and so I did this before. I've tried 75 hard multiple times. The first time I did it, I actually failed on day 60 or something, which I was so annoyed at. I forgot to take a picture, and even though it's the smallest thing, like I said, I'm like a stickler for the rules. I knew I had failed. I knew I wouldn't get the satisfaction if I finished it. And then I had tried it maybe 4 or 5 times since and wasn't able to get in more than a week without failing. And then I finally did it last year, and it felt so good. I even got COVID in the middle of it, and I was just like walking. It was rough, but the satisfaction that you feel when you commit to something really challenging and follow through is really, really good. And so I know for me, doing this challenge, it definitely increased my discipline and just like being able to say to myself, I'm going to do this thing, even though I know it's going to challenge me, even though I know there's going to be days where I don't want to, but I'm going to have to show up anyway. And that was really big for me to do. And so I'm really feeling like I want to do it again. So I'm pretty sure I'm going to start maybe on Tuesday. So I'll keep you updated on that. I'll probably post on social media about it. But anyway, okay, now that we've had that like bit of a chat, let's actually dive into the content of today's episode. So I've got 5 steps here that you can use to walk through if you are wanting to do a bit of a check-in and set some goals to close out the end of the year really well. And of course, this is relevant whenever you're listening to the episode, if it's in the future, well, like at the start of the year, middle of the year, you can do this same process. So step one is to reflect on where you are currently at. And so this is pretty obvious, but I think especially as business owners, we can get caught up in this cycle of just like wanting to create more, reach the next level, hit the next goal, earn more money, reach more people, have a bigger impact, whatever. And we can kind of forget to celebrate the little things that we've already achieved. And so I want you to firstly take a moment to think about where you currently are in your business and in your life, if you are looking at this more holistically, which I recommend you do. And even look back on previous goals that you have set and see how far you have already come. Like, when I think back to when I started my business and I just wanted to like make enough money to cover my bills and not have to think about having another job. And I compare that to where I am now, where I can cover my bills and I can pay for things and my business like fully supports me and my life. That is incredible. And I think that we can sometimes lose sight of just how far we've come. So really take a moment and celebrate what you have already achieved. And then I also want you to think about like, where are things currently feeling sticky? Maybe where are you not showing up in integrity in your business? Where have you let some like bad habits fall in and you know that they are not serving you to get to the level that you want to be, or even just to be the business owner that you want to be? So this might look like reflecting on certain habits and behaviors, or maybe just like certain areas of your business. It could be that you feel really good in like the client delivery, working with your clients, but your marketing is just feeling like really shit. Or maybe your health is feeling like really shit and you know that you're not prioritizing the things that make you the best version of who you want to be, and you know that that is trickling into your business because everything is so connected. Okay, let's dive into step two. And I also hope that you cannot hear too much background noise. I literally told my partner, hey, I'm gonna go record a podcast episode. Be quiet. And he's outside blowing leaves off our driveway. So I'm hoping I can edit that out. If you have a partner and they have a blower, like a, I don't really know the proper word, but you know, a blower, like a leaf blower, they use those things for everything. Anyway, step two. So after we've reflected on where we are currently at, we then want to sit down and set our goals. And so there are a few things to keep in mind when you are creating your goals. And just quickly, before I go any further, if you are listening to this and you're wanting to take some notes or refer back to it, I do have an accompanying blog post to this episode where I'll have everything written out for you. So if you're listening to this while you're on a walk or you're driving or whatever, and you want to be able to refer back to it, I will link the blog post in the show notes because that might be easier to see everything written out if you want to sit down, put some music on, get a drink, whatever, and follow this process. You can easily do that. So, step two, a couple of things to keep in mind when you are setting your goals. Firstly, when it comes to goal setting, I like to look at all different areas of my life, and I find it really hard if I'm like setting goals for my business and I'm not looking at like the goals for my life, my personal life, my health, my relationships, that sort of thing, because as entrepreneurs, the line between like our work and our life is a lot less straight and clear than it is if you were to work a normal 9-to-5 job where you work for someone else and you're able to come home and like disconnect from work. And I definitely think it is really important to have that separation between the entity of our business and then the entity of us as a person. But it's also like we need to be realistic, and we know that like those things are a lot more intertwined when we are entrepreneurs and we are business owners compared to if we work in another way. And so whenever I'm sitting down to look at the goals for my business, I will always look at the goals for my life as well and what season of life I'm in, and just to make sure that everything is like going to be cohesive and work together. Because, you know, if we're in a really big season of our personal life and we have a lot of things that we're dealing with, then maybe in our business we might be in more of a maintenance mode than like a growth mode, or we might be like moving between different seasons in business and life, and we just want to make sure that we're not going to burn ourselves out and that we are being realistic. And then when it comes to actually creating our goals, a framework that I like to follow is setting SMART goals. And you've possibly heard of this before, but we're looking at the word SMART as an acronym. And this is a framework that I learned in my previous corporate job. We would always have to make sure any goals that we were referencing when we were creating our business plans and things like that were SMART goals. And so I'm going to run you through each letter and what that means. So the S in SMART stands for specific. And this is just saying that we don't want to have a vague goal. We want to be really specific on what it looks like to hit that goal. The M is measurable, and this means that we need to be able to like kind of tick a box, have we achieved this, yes or no? So what can we actually measure to tell ourselves if we have hit this goal? And so something really obvious would be, we wouldn't want to set a goal that's just, I want to increase my revenue, because a $1 increase is technically hitting the goal of increasing your revenue, but that's probably not what you meant. So we want to set something that's measurable, and that might look like, you know, a 50% increase in revenue or hitting X amount of dollars in revenue for the quarter if we're looking at a financial goal. A is achievable. So we want to make sure that we're not like hitting, we're not choosing a goal that's a really big like moonshot goal. And I think it is kind of like, I do like to set goals that are a little bit unrealistic, but we want to make sure that we're not kind of setting ourselves up for failure to feel like we can't hit the goals that we're setting. We want it to be something that is achievable. So something that you can do around this point as well is setting your good, better, and best. Like you can set three phases of your goals. So it's like at a minimum, I want to hit, let's just say an average of 10K per month. What would be like a little bit of a stretch beyond that would maybe be 13K per month. But then what would be really friggin' amazing is if I could hit 18K per month. So you can kind of tier it, and that way you've got like a few levels that you're looking to reach if you don't want to just stick with one amount. And that's personally what I like to do as well. And especially setting that like minimum, if you're looking at like numbers in terms of like revenue or amount of students that you get into a course or something like that, having a baseline that's, yeah, this is like the minimum that I kind of want to do this for can be really helpful. And then in the word SMART, the letter R is for relevant. And this just means that we want to be thinking about the bigger picture. So if we're setting the goals for the quarter, we want to look at what are our bigger picture goals? What are we aiming to get to for the year? And does this smaller goal actually support that? And then time bound is for T, timeline goal, is that we just want to make sure we've got a timeline. So if you're saying, I want to increase my revenue by 50%, by when? Like, when are we looking to measure that? And obviously, in the context of this episode, we're talking about the quarter. So our timeline is going to be by the end of the year or by the end of the quarter. So we want to set some goals for our business, and you can do also some life goals in here as well. And then moving on to step three, we need to plan out how we are going to achieve this. So two questions that I like to ask myself when I'm planning things out is, who do I need to be in order to achieve these goals? And so when I sit back and reflect on that and I'm looking at my goals, I'm like, I need to be a lot more disciplined than I am right now. And that is kind of what led me to decide to redo 75 Hard. And you can think about, what type of behavior would I be doing? What would my day-to-day look like? What is different from like how I start my day now compared to how I would need to start my day in order to be the type of person that can achieve these goals? And then the second question under step three is, what are the actions that I need to take in order to reach this goal? And so that's where you want to look at each goal and you want to break it down into a few smaller like steps that you can be taking in order to hit those goals. So for example, if we are working with the revenue goal of wanting to hit say 10K a month, and let's just say currently on average, you have maybe 6K of like payment plans and clients that are locked in per month. And so you have a gap of 4K, right? So you need to think about, what actions do I need to take in order to close that $4,000 per month gap to hit my goal? And so this could be anything like, I need to sell more, therefore I need to market my offers more. It could be, I need to create a new offer. I need to create more capacity in my business to hold more clients, because at the moment I feel fully booked, or I don't feel like I have more space. It could be, I need to create more space. So maybe I need to outsource some things in my home life so I can spend more time like working in this season. And this is actually a really interesting point that I was thinking about earlier today, is around outsourcing. Just a little side note, my partner and I have a lot of gardening that needed to be done in our garden. We had so many weeds, and as I mentioned, my hay fever has been friggin' horrendous lately. And so we actually hired someone to help us get a head start on all the gardening that we needed to do. And I was like, this is great. This is amazing. Like, when you are outsourcing in order to create more space and time for yourself and your business, we can also look at like areas beyond just our direct business that we can get support with, especially if it's things that you don't necessarily, for example, I would never outsource cooking meals, even though it would create a lot of time, but I find cooking like a really nourishing and grounding activity for myself to do that I wouldn't want to outsource that. But gardening, on the other hand, like pulling weeds from our verge, which was like full of weeds now that spring has sprung, not something I want to do is sniffling in the garden bed all day. So that's also just something to think about. And then moving on, we have step four, and this is the how. So you know what your goals are. You kind of know the overall actions that need to be taken in order to hit those goals. And now we want to think about how are you going to take those actions in order to achieve those goals. So what are you going to do in order to stay on track? This might look like adding projects into your project management tool, creating a plan with anyone on your team who's going to be supporting you with these, assigning them tasks, planning out what your week would look like. I have this process that I do, and I kind of revisit it every few months, maybe every quarter, sometimes a bit longer. That is my weekly rhythm. And so it's kind of like a take on time blocking in your calendar, but I look at all of the like regular work that I do, the regular commitments that I have, the regular things that I need to do within my life and my business to get to where I'm wanting to go. And I plan out what my weekly rhythm is. So this could look like certain days in my business that are dedicated for certain things. And I schedule in everything that is needed to be done. And then it's something that I can reflect on and revisit every week, shuffle what needs to be shuffled around. And so when you are revisiting and setting new goals, you want to make sure that the setup of your week and your month is supportive to reaching those goals. I do also have another blog post on creating a weekly rhythm, so I will link that below as well. And then the final step to this process is making sure you have something in place to be regularly checking in with your goals. I think something that can happen so often, and I know I am very guilty of this if I don't have a process for it, is setting goals and then just completely forgetting about them, getting stuck in the day-to-day of life and running a business. And then it gets to like the end of the month or the end of the quarter, and you realize, oh shit, I've completely forgotten about that goal that I set myself. And I think this is so easy to do and so common. I have so many clients that experience the same thing. If we don't have a process in place to be tracking how we are going towards our goals and to be checking in with our goals, how things are feeling for us as well, then it can be really easy to just get caught up and completely and not actually be moving forward to where we're wanting to go. So a process for this might look like sticking up like a poster, a sticky note, like a piece of paper that has your goals on it and has your daily actions in there. It could be scheduling like a weekly like CEO date where you sit down with your goals. It can also look like having a really strong energetic practice around keeping a pulse on like your bigger picture and your vision. And so something that I like to do for myself is to write out a script. And so if you're not familiar with scripting, it's kind of like a journaling practice where you future pace a bit. So you might like kind of write a journal entry and be like, today is the 31st of December, 2024. And you kind of just write out what your day would look like or what your life currently looks like at that point. So you're like in the practice of writing it as if it has already happened, and it could really help you to tap into why you want certain goals and what impact that's going to have on your life. And so you write out this script and then you revisit it. And so sometimes I'll record myself reading out the script and then I can listen back to it, or I might just have it on a piece of paper or in a Word doc on my computer, and then I can read it at the start of my day or a couple times a week and really keep you anchored into the bigger picture. If you haven't tried scripting before, I definitely recommend it. It's a really powerful practice, and I love the practice of speaking about our goals in the present tense, especially when you're like, yeah, if you're doing like a really beautiful meditation, have some music on, have some incense burning, it can be a really powerful practice to tap into what you actually are desiring to create in your business and in your life. So that is all five steps for the process. As I mentioned, there is a supporting blog post for this episode, so I'll be sure to link it down below if you want to sit down and kind of follow through this flow yourself. Yeah, let me know how you find this episode, and I would love to know what it is that you are hoping to achieve in the end of the year. So yeah, feel free to send me a message on Instagram and let me know what you got out of this episode and what it is that you are calling in the final quarter of 2024. Okay, I'll see you in the next episode.